This is the listening test. There are three tasks for the test. For each task of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. Remember, you must not speak during the test. And while you are listening, you can write your answers on the question paper of the testing notebook. Now, open your testing notebooks and look at Task 1, questions 1 to 6. You will listen to 6 recordings. There are 6 questions in this task. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 1. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Good morning, New Orleans. It's time for your daily forecast. In the morning today, we're going to have a bit of fog and rain. Drivers, be careful on those roads. We wouldn't want to cause any accidents. In the afternoon, things are going to clear up, but don't expect to see the sun very much today because it's going to be partly cloudy until the evening. And speaking of this evening, you're going to want to bring a jacket with you because the temperatures are dropping tonight to the low teens, so be sure to come prepared if you're going to be spending some time outside. All right, that's today's weather. Back to the news.
Now, listen again.
Good morning, New Orleans. It's time for your daily forecast. In the morning today, we're going to have a bit of fog and rain. Drivers, be careful on those roads. We wouldn't want to cause any accidents. In the afternoon, things are going to clear up, but don't expect to see the sun very much today because it's going to be partly cloudy until the evening. And speaking of this evening, you're going to want to bring a jacket with you because the temperatures are dropping tonight to the low teens, so be sure to come prepared if you're going to be spending some time outside. All right, that's today's weather. Back to the news.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 2.
Okay, dear. Looks like that's everything. Let's get in the car.
Wait just a minute. I feel like we're forgetting something.
What do you mean?
I mean, did you pack the towels and the phone chargers?
Yes, of course. They're in my bag.
And I didn't see my passport.
It's also in my bag. Don't worry about that.
Then what could it be?
Hey, are these your earrings? Don't forget these.
Oh, whoa. I knew there was something. Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Okay, dear. Looks like that's everything. Let's get in the car.
Wait just a minute. I feel like we're forgetting something.
What do you mean?
I mean, did you pack the towels and the phone chargers?
Yes, of course. They're in my bag.
And I didn't see my passport.
It's also in my bag. Don't worry about that.
Then what could it be?
Hey, are these your earrings? Don't forget these.
Oh, whoa. I knew there was something. Thank you.
Now, look at the 3 pictures for question 3. Hello, Miss Williams. I'm just leaving you a message to let you know that your flight to Vienna has been cancelled. I know that you can't miss the meeting there next week, so we're currently working on a solution. There's a train which goes from Bratislava and can connect you there directly, but the flight is early in the morning and you'll have to wait some time for your train. There are more buses that run at more convenient times. I know you're not a big fan of travelling by coach, but this seems to be the most practical option. I'll book the bus tickets today, but if you want to change them, there's still time. Let me know. Now, listen again. Hello, Miss Williams. I'm just leaving you a message to let you know that your flight to Vienna has been cancelled. I know that you can't miss the meeting there next week, so we're currently working on a solution. There's a train which goes from Bratislava and can connect you there directly, but the flight is early in the morning and you'll have to wait some time for your train. There are more buses that run at more convenient times. I know you're not a big fan of travelling by coach, but this seems to be the most practical option. I'll book the bus tickets today, but if you want to change them, there's still time. Let me know. Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 4.
Today, I want to talk about one of the books which has had the biggest impact on my life. When I started my own channel, there wasn't really anyone doing the same thing that I was doing at the time, so reading became an important area of inspiration for me, and a place to draw from creatively. So the book is titled The Way Forward, and it taught me that the thing that one of the biggest problems we have in life is that we just have lots of little things which are between us and what we want. So when we start feeling discouraged, it helps us to identify what's exactly in our way to be able to deal with it and to motivate ourselves to keep going. So yeah, it's important to me.
Now, listen again.
Today, I want to talk about one of the books which has had the biggest impact on my life. When I started my own channel, there wasn't really anyone doing the same thing that I was doing at the time, so reading became an important area of inspiration for me, and a place to draw from creatively. So the book is titled The Way Forward, and it taught me that the thing that one of the biggest problems we have in life is that we just have lots of little things which are between us and what we want. So when we start feeling discouraged, it helps us to identify what's exactly in our way to be able to deal with it and to motivate ourselves to keep going. So yeah, it's important to me.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 5.
James?
Hey man, what's up?
Look James, listen, I just woke up and I'm running to the lesson now.
What? The class is starting in like 5 minutes. You know the teacher locks the door after the first 10.
I know.
Okay, look, I'll try to ask the teacher a bunch of questions to keep him occupied in the beginning. You just get here as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'm running. I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's all the time you've got. Run faster.
Now, listen again.
James?
Hey man, what's up?
Look James, listen, I just woke up and I'm running to the lesson now.
What? The class is starting in like 5 minutes. You know the teacher locks the door after the first 10.
I know.
Okay, look, I'll try to ask the teacher a bunch of questions to keep him occupied in the beginning. You just get here as quickly as you can.
Okay, I'm running. I'll be there in like 15 minutes.
15 minutes? That's all the time you've got. Run faster.
Now you have 10 seconds to look at question 6.
This week, in our weekly culture update, we are going to be focusing on some weekend activities which you can look forward to over the weekend. This Friday evening, Famous local artist James Smearing is going to be putting on an exhibition at the art gallery on the corner of Main Street and 7th Avenue, focused on his latest works. The entrance is free for students, but if you are an adult, it's going to cost you around $10 to get in. Still, it's worth it. Other big news. On Saturday evening, the annual Riverbend Music Festival is going to start. If you still want to go, you're out of luck. All of the tickets have been sold out for the last 3 weeks. Drivers, though, you might want to keep this in mind when driving around the downtown area this weekend. Expect some traffic and delays. On Sunday, the festival is going to be finishing, so expect some road closures in the first part of the day. By the evening, everything should be fine again, so if anyone's spending a pleasant evening out of the town, there shouldn't be any problems.
Now, listen again.
This week, in our weekly culture update, we are going to be focusing on some weekend activities which you can look forward to over the weekend. This Friday evening, famous local artist James Smearing is going to be putting on an exhibition at the art gallery on the corner of Main Street and 7th Avenue, focused on his latest works. The entrance is free for students, but if you are an adult, it's going to cost you around $10 to get in. Still, it's worth it. Other big news. On Saturday evening, the annual Riverbend Music Festival is going to start. If you still want to go, you're out of luck. All of the tickets have been sold out for the last 3 weeks. Drivers, though, you might want to keep this in mind when driving around the downtown area this weekend. Expect some traffic and delays. On Sunday, the festival is going to be finishing, so expect some road closures in the first part of the day. By the evening, everything should be fine again, so if anyone's spending a pleasant evening out of the town, there shouldn't be any problems.
That is the end of Test 1. Now, turn to Test 2, Question 7. To 11. Look at the five statements for this task. You will listen to an interview. Decide if each statement is true or false. For questions 7 to 11, choose T if the statement is true, according to the text, and F if it is false. Now, you will have 20 seconds to look at the statements for task 2. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome back to the show. Today, we are speaking to Jesse Marcus, a blogger who's just gone sugar-free for the last 30 days. Jesse, what led you to make this decision?
Last year I had developed a bad habit of snacking. I lost all self-control in front of a free donut or cookies. I rationalized this by telling myself that I went to the gym often and because of this I could afford to treat myself from time to time. However, I eventually realized that I was indulging in this too often and that this was causing me to start showing symptoms of early onset diabetes.
Diabetes? That sounds quite serious.
So, last year I started doing some research on the problems with eating too much sugar. I found out that it was linked to not only weight gain and putting on a few extra pounds, but also to heart disease, some mental illnesses, liver and kidney failure, and even more problems which could affect your personal life. Yeah, not a pretty picture. On top of all of these bad things, sugar is also very addictive. So that's why my first step was to find all of the things which contained added sugar and get rid of them.
Was it hard to cut sugar out of your diet?
I hadn't really understood how many products are loaded with sugar. Of course things like ice cream and cookies are no-brainer, but even things like my protein bars, breakfast cereal, and even my bread contained so much sugar that I had no idea I even was consuming. It was really difficult for the first few days. I would get sugar cravings from time to time, but there was nothing in my apartment to eat.
You sound very well informed about the issue.
In order to more properly understand what was happening, I decided to speak to a licensed nutritionist. She told me that I was far from alone in this problem, and that the problem wasn't so much with naturally occurring sugars, like you might find in fruits and vegetables, but added sugars in lots of the things you can buy in supermarkets. This caused me to be a lot more careful with my shopping and really checking out the thing that I'm buying when I go grocery shopping.
Do you think you will start eating sugar again?
After about 30 days of no sugar, I can definitely feel some improvements. I don't even want the sugar anymore. There were some headaches and discomforts for the first few days, but they quickly went away. I can't even really look at the cookies or cakes at the moment. I've even noticed some weight loss. My gut seems to be a bit smaller than it was before. Overall, it looks like this is one challenge that I'm going to keep doing for a while longer.
Now, listen again.
Welcome back to the show. Today, we're speaking to Jessie Marcus, a blogger who's just gone sugar-free for the last 30 days. Jessie, what led you to make this decision?
Last year I had developed a bad habit of snacking. I lost all self-control in front of a free donut or cookies. I rationalized this by telling myself that I went to the gym often and because of this I could afford to treat myself from time to time. However, I eventually realized that I was indulging in this too often and that this was causing me to start showing symptoms of early onset diabetes.
Diabetes? That sounds quite serious.
So, last year I started doing some research on the problems with eating too much sugar. I found out that it was linked to not only weight gain and putting on a few extra pounds, but also to heart disease, some mental illnesses, liver and kidney failure, and even more problems which could affect your personal life. Yeah, not a pretty picture. On top of all of these bad things, sugar is also very addictive. So that's why my first step was to find all of the things which contained added sugar and get rid of them.
Was it hard to cut sugar out of your diet?
I hadn't really understood how many products are loaded with sugar. Of course, things like ice cream and cookies are no-brainer, but even things like my protein bars, breakfast cereal, and even my bread contained so much sugar that I had no idea I even was consuming. It was really difficult for the first few days. I would get sugar cravings from time to time, but there was nothing in my apartment to eat.
You sound very well informed about the issue.
In order to more properly understand what was happening, I decided to speak to a licensed nutritionist. She told me that I was far from alone in this problem and that the problem wasn't so much with naturally occurring sugars, like you might find in fruits and vegetables, but added sugars in lots of the things you can buy in supermarkets. This caused me to be a lot more careful with my shopping and really checking out the thing that I'm buying when I go grocery shopping.
Do you think you will start eating sugar again?
After about 30 days of no sugar, I can definitely feel some improvements. I don't even want the sugar anymore. There were some headaches and discomforts for the first few days, but they quickly went away. I can't even really look at the cookies or cakes at the moment. I've even noticed some weight loss. My gut seems to be a bit smaller than it was before. Overall, it looks like this is one challenge that I'm going to keep doing for a while longer.
That is the end of task 2. Now, turn to task 3, questions 12 to 16. You will listen to a podcast. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. Now, you have 45 seconds to look at the questions for task 3. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast on life skills. Today, we are going to be talking about going to interviews, either for jobs or for academic programs like universities. These are some of the most important, intimidating conversations we can have with people, and this is also one of the times when you need to be at your most confident and most successful. So what do we do? Well, the first thing that we need to do is keep things in perspective. Before going to the interview, imagine yourself at 90 years old. You are going to look back at important things, times with friends, life experiences, the most important moments in your life. But I can promise that you won't be thinking about the interview. This isn't to say that you shouldn't want the interview or that it's not important at all to you now, but it is meant to relax you a bit before walking through the door. The second thing that's important is preparation. Of course, we need to prepare for an interview by doing research into the company. We all know this. But you also need to prepare to talk about yourself. Think about the 10 most important moments in your school life or your career which might be connected to the interview you're attending. After this, think about some adjectives which describe you based on your experiences. Then choose the 3 or 4 most interesting and be ready to turn them into stories. Many top executives say that if they've invited someone for an interview, they already know that this person is qualified for the job. They want to find out if they can work with you every day, all day, and if you'll fit on their team. But now we need to talk about something different, the day of the interview. You need to do 2 radical things here. The first is that you need to take all of these notes which you prepared the day before and throw them away. Get rid of them. When you go to the interview, you need to be so ready that you don't need your notes. You only need to be you. The second is to understand that the interview begins the second you enter the building. Very many times the person who makes the final decision consults their secretaries, their partners, and any other members of the team about their impression of you. This means that you need to be ready when you enter the building. Finally, you want to find a personal connection with your interviewer. This could be by looking at their desk or their clothes and trying to find what they are interested in. Maybe you have a shared interest you can discuss to make them like you more. If you can't find anything, then you can make some guesses. If your interviewer is a guy, maybe you can discuss your interests in boxing or sport. If it's a girl, she might be into ballroom dancing. The important thing is that it should be an interest you share, and that you can talk about it in an authentic way.
Now, listen again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our podcast on life skills. Today, we are going to be talking about going to interviews, either for jobs or for academic programs like universities. These are some of the most important, intimidating conversations we can have with people, and this is also one of the times when you need to be at your most confident and most successful. So what do we do? Well, the first thing that we need to do is keep things in perspective. Before going to the interview, imagine yourself at 90 years old. You are going to look back at important things, times with friends, life experiences, the most important moments in your life. But I can promise that you won't be thinking about the interview. This isn't to say that you shouldn't want the interview or that it's not important at all to you now, but it is meant to relax you a bit before walking through the door. The second thing that's important is preparation. Of course, we need to prepare for an interview by doing research into the company. We all know this. But you also need to prepare to talk about yourself. Think about the 10 most important moments in your school life or your career which might be connected to the interview you're attending. After this, think about some adjectives which describe you based on your experiences. Then choose the 3 or 4 most interesting and be ready to turn them into stories. Many top executives say that if they've invited someone for an interview, they already know that this person is qualified for the job. They want to find out if they can work with you every day, all day, and if you'll fit on their team. But now we need to talk about something different, the day of the interview. You need to do 2 radical things here. The first is that you need to take all of these notes which you prepared the day before and throw them away. Get rid of them. When you go to the interview, you need to be so ready that you don't need your notes. You only need to be you. The second is to understand that the interview begins the second you enter the building. Very many times, the person who makes the final decision consults their secretaries, their partners, and any other members of the team about their impression of you. This means that you need to be ready when you enter the building. Finally, you want to find a personal connection with your interviewer. This could be by looking at their desk or their clothes and trying to find what they are interested in. Maybe you have a shared interest you can discuss to make them like you more. If you can't find anything, then you can make some guesses. If your interviewer is a guy, maybe you can discuss your interests in boxing or sport. If it's a girl, she might be into ballroom dancing. The important thing is that it should be an interest you share, and that you can talk about it in an authentic way.
That is the end of part 3. Now you have 3 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the listening test. Thank you.